I went over and beginning of the visit with John Turner, Tuesday at supper the 3rd of July, 73, after he worked the cultivated the peanuts. Rick wasn't here. Debbie helped him. Channel 1 over. Beginning of the visit was John Turner at supper this Tuesday, the 3rd of July, 73, with Debbie. Rick wasn't here to help him after he cultivated the peanuts. Channel 1 over. And the beginning of the visit with John Turner this Tuesday at supper, the 3rd of July, 73, after he had cultivated peanuts. Rick wasn't here to help him. Debbie helped him.
I bet you have. This will restore you.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll fix you up.
Yes, ma'am.
I poured the pot liquor in this, and then some bread. I don't know whether you liked it that way or not.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I eat most anyway.
Okay. And there's your sugar and your cream.
I eat armadillo, gopher, cooters, the most spiky legs.
That's right. I told him about seeing that big one back there.
You ought to have brought him to the house and put him in a bale for me.
You mean just pick him up?
Yes. Bring him and put him in a bale. I'd have got him. If I'd have seen him, like, he wouldn't have went nowhere. His love with the body by the few Christ's feet. Yeah, hold on.
We couldn't wait for you, John. We tried to wait.
Where's Mr. Mars going?
He be in a minute.
He going.
Yes, sir.
This coffee?
Yeah. Sure
yes,
is, but there's
I'm
no sugar and cream in it.
No.
I'll let you fix it.
How long it took us to put all them
flowers? You know how long it took us?
How long?
4 hours.
And he wouldn't come help us or show us or nothing, would he? Okay, that's all right. I was kind of waiting to ask him how to lift up the plows and put the thing had it in gear, out of in gear, and try to make it pick up the plow, and it wouldn't pick up.
Yeah.
He said you got to put it in gear and make it pick them up. So after you put it in gear a little while, make it pick them up, it'll pick them up any time then. See, I used to that old late model tractor. I didn't know about that, you know.
Oh.
You see, that's an old tractor. A late model tractor is a little different.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a good old tractor, though.
It moves.
Yeah.
That's a good old tractor. That's a good old tractor. You get ready to sell it. Give it to me.
I thought I was going to have to come out there and rig it up for you, John.
I didn't know about that, and you know that. Them late model, them different, you know. But that's a good tractor. That old tractor's a good old tractor.
Yeah?
When you going to give it to me?
Well, what did you... Wouldn't things fit on there right for you?
No, it wasn't right. Seed was right for 2 rows.
Yes.
See, but I couldn't cultivate with 1 row at the time.
Well, that'd take you all day.
Well, I got the field finished. Got to go back over it again, plow it again, but I got it finished for this time. I went all the way over it.
Why, John?
Just 1 row?
Yeah. I went all the way over it. Got every row. Yes, sir.
Well, how did you fix that thing with just 1 row?
I decided for you to come, them healer discs in the front, on them 2 little arms would fit close in the front, you know. I put them 2 healer discs on there.
Yeah.
That throw it away from there, and the little sweep come along and push it back towards it.
Yeah.
But the next time, I got to turn the healer disc round and let it throw the dirt up to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, that's when you go with the second time. Then you're through. Pull them weeds out of there, and you're through.
I know, but how'd you get that thing? Where did you put it on the frame?
No.
You can't put it on just one row. You got to put it on two.
It's on one, so you go look.
It's on one.
I got it on a one row now.
In the middle?
That's right.
Well, where did your wheels go?
The wheel? Run straddle of the row.
Just straddle one row?
Straddle one row and come back straddle another.
Oh, is that the way you're done?
That's right. That's the way your one row tracked away. But you could get over more ground. But you see, I didn't have the wheels let out when I planted. So that was messed me up, see?
Yeah.
I planted with two planters.
Yeah.
But I couldn't cultivate it like that on the corner. I didn't have the wheels let out.
Well, it wouldn't have took you long to let them out. Just turn them.
You know when I was planting it. That's what I should have done when I was planting it. You understand me?
Sure.
But I didn't do that. That's what sort of tricked me right there.
Well, how come you not to do that?
Me and Ricky was out there fixing it up. I didn't know whether it was to use the one row or the two. But it had two planters. It should have used two rows.
Sure.
And plowed two at a time.
Yeah.
That's some good okra land up there.
Okra?
Oh, that thing would grow okra out this country. Sweet potatoes and okra. Yeah, that place up there grew it out this country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how'd you get those things, what held you up out there, John?
I had to change it over the way to break one rule. I had to loose all them things over it.
Well, it's a good thing you had some wrenches in your car.
Yes, ma'am. She found two out there with Wake on it, didn't you?
Yeah.
A little one and another. She put them back. And I had mine in my car, but I leave some of mine out there on them. To the other place. I didn't have all of mine, did you? And I leave them on that other tractor over on the way out of the way.
Boy, they ought to have plenty of wrenches over there.
I ain't got no wrenches.
Can't do much without the right wrench to fit, can you?
He had plenty of them there. He said someone carried them all off. Carried off all his wrenches. Somebody met and took his wrenches.
Well, you know, you don't have to buy the most expensive ones because you're going to lose them anyhow.
Yeah, he landed some of his stuff out to other people. They go there and get it.
Yeah.
And he just take his wrenches and things too, I would imagine, and they go there.
Why,
yeah. Tell them off, if you never mention them, they don't come back.
He ain't there.
That's right.
Lord help us, I thought I'd going to have to come out there and help you all get rigged up.
Oh, we wait.
Well, you had good help.
Sure, right.
Not too good.
Got so hot up under that barn out there, I had told her to pull it out there under the tree, please. It got hot up under that little shade.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was warm in there, wasn't it?
Really?
We try to find some shade.
Well, I don't know anybody.
What time is it going to be, you know?
It's not late.
I have to go to Swiftway.
To what?
To the Swiftway grocery store. Pick up some groceries for my wife. She's got, they're going to stay home and have the big four, and I might be working somewhere.
Yeah.
I work all the time.
I don't know, John, anybody who'd work in that old shed out there.
Man, it's hot in there, in the desert these days. No air coming through.
No. It don't even come through that in the wintertime.
I got off another day, too.
Yeah, we stayed out there too long, I reckon, huh?
Sure, right. I was the wife down in Swift trying to get that old plow to fit.
You mean it just wouldn't do it the first time?
No, sir. And when we got them plowed in the field, it was sot. It wasn't sot no kind of way. I had to get under there and set them.
Again?
You had to set them, yeah. And pull up a little piece and see how they work. And then had to wind that piece in between that 3-8 3-point hitch.
Yeah.
Had to wind that until it comes to the run level.
Yeah.
And then had to wind that little knob out, that little crank.
Yeah.
And I got them right, though. I've been on the way.
And it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know how to pick it up and clear the ground, don't you?
I done found that out.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean take them off.
No, I know what you mean. Just take that leaf and let it go. I'll find out what to do to it.
Well, by the time you get used to it, see, you'll be through with your crop.
That's right. Then come back and have to learn all over again.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't ever forget.
I don't know. Go to fooling them other, you get off. You go to farm with another tractor, you get off a little bit.
Yeah.
But a little different. Not like a car driving on hydromatic. Now, you used to drive on a hydromatic. You run up to a place, you would forget to put your foot on that clutch. Choke down, see? But somebody was used to driving on a standard diesel, but all the time they get in there, they put your foot on the clutch. Release it. Well, you like I drive my old car, I'll be driving the man truck sometimes, run up there and think I'm going to stop like I do my truck and think, whoop, 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 whoop. I forget to put my foot on the clutch.
Yeah.
Then I think, I'm driving a standard, you know, just slam my foot down.
Yeah. Well, that's trouble when you have changed much.
That's right.
Well, now, you and Ricky, took you all a right smart time to rig up.
It sure did. And then never did get it quite right. Had to hold the planter down to make it work. And didn't need nothing but some little blocks of wood, which was made to go under. It was under the shed.
Yeah.
All they needed was pushing in between them sleeves with them things with hooked down.
Yeah.
Put one under the one and one on the top of the hood, and that'd make it run just right.
Yeah.
And then pick up on the end and everything. Which we didn't know.
But you was halfway through before you found that out?
That's right.
Blocks of wood.
Yeah, out there, and we never did use them. We just let her rid on top of it.
That's right.
Oh, really? That do just as good?
That done just as good. Put them peanuts out. I didn't know they got come up that good, did you?
I thought when we was putting them out, I didn't think the planter was working that good.
I sure didn't either. Every now and again, that planter was got a kick. Well, did come up. So it was a good stand.
Well, what slowed you up when you and Ricky was trying to get it going?
Ricky said he don't know how in the world it's fitting. I didn't know. So we just kept filming that till we got it.
Well, you all had trouble putting the planters on.
That's right.
Well, it looks like that'd be the easiest thing.
It would if you don't fasten them right, though, it wouldn't be on there. Mm-hmm.
Well, I ought to know.
They're easy to fasten on there, all right, after you get on to it.
I guess I thought y'all would get it done. I guess
he
I
thought y'all
done.
Knew.
Yeah. But I hadn't done it in so long. I could have.
You're right.
Where you did.
Yes, sir.
As your tomatoes, Jim.
No, ma'am. I don't wish any. Thank you. I eat so many of them things till they done about got me tomatoes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, I had a big feeling. You know, I eat them raw, done, and all kind of meat. Oh, my. Eat them without salt and everything.
John, you were telling Ricky and Debbie about that dog of yours that got run over.
Yeah, she got run over, had 12 puppies and got run over. And the puppy was 3 weeks over. Every one of them puppies died. I fed them and tend to them, and they died anyhow.
Yeah. Well, you could have given away.
Nobody wouldn't get them. They make out they want them, and they wouldn't come get them. My children worried with them puppies wasn't they did a baby.
Oh, really?
But they died anyhow. Man come along the other day and give him a goat. A little billy. And he's about big as a big dog. Man, that thing is something. He want a butt. He got a little horn about his legs.
Uh-huh.
And he be running all around in the yard. Now they're pitting him now.
Yeah.
And about 3 rabbits a white fella give him.
Yeah.
So they got them there now. They got something to aggravate him. I'm through with hog. Every time I look, I got something to be out. I fix the fence. Don't care how I fix it. Got a mega little jumper fence high. Never I told her that though.
Oh.
A male hole. And you get behind him outside and say, get in there! Get in there! And he'll jump back over in there.
Oh, will he?
Yes, sir.
Well, he's pretty smart.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I never saw.
All I had to do was holler at him and say that. Just keep hollering at him, get in there! Get in there! And he'll jump that fence.
But now that was a pretty smart dog.
Was he? My, anything. Hunt anything. Them hogs would get out of mine. I got some old hogs would get out, and they wouldn't go back to the pen. You know what he'd do? She'd suck it around them and give them about two or three bites, and they'd go get in the pen.
Well, she'd do that.
He's find them. All I said, Sue. And Greg, he's a shoe. If a chicken out to make him go back in the pen, in the coop.
Chicken?
Yeah. Running back in there. She won't hurt him. Take a foot and put a foot on him and hold him down until you get there. She wouldn't bite him for nothing.
Just put her down easy like
that.
Yeah,
that's right. Just hold a foot down on him easy. Or just if the chicken rails, you mash a little harder. That was a collar dog. I'll tell you, that hurt him when the old dog got you. That was a good dog.
Couldn't she keep the dog in? You know they'd get run over.
Yeah, after she had all them puppies, be trying to loose, let her walk around a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
But that wasn't good. For you to have a good yard around your place, a fence.
Yeah.
And you keep it over. No, no. My place is open. You can drive right up in there. Off the highway.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
She'd catch it. She could go run them chickens and just put her foot on them.
Just put her foot on them. She wouldn't bite them. Just put her foot on them and
mash
them down.
What'd she do? Just wait for you to come?
Well, wait till you get there. That's right. Stay right there and hold them until you get there. Let's mash, keep that foot on them.
And she'd give it to you right away?
She's going to act like she don't want to turn loose. You hit her about twice lightly side the head and say, turn them loose. And she's turning loose. Yeah, take her foot up.
Oh, just speak to her.
Yeah, sir. Man, until you got money, you gonna give me. But that's a little puppy. I don't want no little puppy.
And it won't be trained.
I'd rather get one and train him, dude.
Well, how'd you get this dog to be so smart?
My granddaughter, my little grandbaby, bought that dog there. Said some white folks give it to her. And I just let him stay there. He's a little puppy. And he grew it up. And that's the way I got that dog. Some white folks giving him a little grandgirl.
You show the dog how to do all those things?
No, it just was in him to do it, I guess.
Just
in him to do that. That one. That's the only dog I ever seen you didn't have to train like that.
There's a lot of difference in dogs.
It sure is. I owned one time when she was 6 months old, was trained possums and coons. 6 months old. Little bitty thing, I said, now that dog ain't running nothing. I'd go down there and have a big possum or a coon sitting up in the log. I used to hunt all night every night.
You did?
Coons and possum.
That's the best thing to hunt.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Because then you get something.
You're right. But I'll tell you one thing. They hunt me out on the way I had my farm. Them coons. I had some watermelon nasty. Now, you may think I'm this line, but I ain't. But that long. And you know what the coon done?
That's just long.
Huh?
That's...
Yep, I got one to the house not that long. I had a heap of them like that.
30 inches long. How much that weigh?
That ain't no 30. That ain't no 30. From there to there, that ain't 3 foot.
Yeah.
You think I'm just saying that, but I had something like that.
How much you weigh? 30 pounds?
About 50 pounds.
Oh.
Close to 50 pounds. It didn't lack much.
Well, they pick out the best ones.
Yeah. And the coon would go to them great bigger and put a hole about like that thing in there. And you go there and pick it up, nothing but a little sour water run on it.
Yeah.
You done ruin it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
He get all that out of a hole that big.
A little hole like that, and I don't know how in the world he get all that meat out of that watermelon like that.
How do you do it?
That's what I want to know. How do we get it out? That put me on a one. I said, now he just put a little round hole about like that there, and he'll get everything out of that melon.
Yeah.
You pick it up, you ain't got nothing but the rind and little sour juice run out of there. I walked through many of them, thought I had a good meal and it didn't.
We just cut them.
I didn't never cut them.
Just eat them.
Man come along and say he wanted to buy the patch. I just sold him to him, the patch.
Oh. And you didn't have to fool with it.
There wasn't many of them. See that first crop, they rot in. You remember when I was telling you? That's the second crop.
Well, it was
a watermelon. But from that wall to that one in the field. Every now and again you see two. And it'll that be all over the little place. It's about 5 acres. The other 2 acres, the gummy stem blights got them, like I told you.
Yeah.
And all over that field, you couldn't find no five or six watermelons right along together. You'll find one here and two yonder and three over yonder or four up yonder and then no more till you get to head out again. So the man walked the field. He said, I'll tell you what I'll do. He said, I'll give you $300 for it. And I'll pick them Friday. I said, well, give it and you can have the patch back. That's what he told me. So we pick them Friday coming. Then I'll have the patch right back. I can get the watermelon right on.
Maybe you can sell it all over again.
Then sell some melons out of it if we don't sell the field.
Yeah. Now, the coons been bothering you there?
That's what he was eating them up at.
Well, I heard you talking about way back sometime.
This year. That patch I got that now, they own them. And he wouldn't get a green one for nothing. And you go the next morning and look and see where he put his sandy foots and been all up on top of the watermelon. What did he get up there for? The seeds is ripe?
Yeah.
Well, he sure get up on top of them. That ain't no joke.
How you tell?
Well, he put his sandy foots up there and see his track down that side and then see where he got up on it with his sandy foot.
Yeah.
I believe he just pumped them watermelon seeds are ripe.
Oh.
That coon got some sense, a coon.
Oh, they have?
He sure is a cunning. I went out one morning, 4 days, and I said, I'm going to kill me some coons. Met by myself that morning. I turned up in my watermelon, shined the light, and one was sitting up on a watermelon. I shined the light right on him, up on the watermelon. Turned his head. I shined off a piece out in the woods like that, then turned it back on him. And you know, he turned his head again, and run off a piece by putting me out of that shed on and look back at me. And I ain't seen him no more. He wouldn't let me get close enough to shoot him.
Oh, you wasn't close enough?
Wasn't close enough. I had one of them headlights, one of them good ones. It wasn't close enough to get it.
Sitting on top of your watermelon.
Sitting up on one.
Out there catching it.
Marvin couldn't eat that one.
What kind of light did you have?
One of them bull eyes, a headlight. They don't lie to you, them, you know. It's against the law.
What's a bull eye?
A headlight.
Oh.
Sit right up over your put it over your head. I used to kill rabbits all night with them. Kill so many rabbits you couldn't hardly tote them. That's the reason I don't want you to use them kind of lights, I reckon.
It blinds them.
Yes.
And then you can get aim.
Yeah. I used to go with a white boy hunting. His daddy was the sheriff. He and I used to go hunting out in them old fields. And you know what he'd do in the night? He'd take a 22 rifle and kill every rabbit he chewed at. In the night.
Yeah.
Wouldn't miss nothing.
Well, you have a headlight?
Mm-hmm. That was the sheriff's son, though. He wasn't going to know it. It wasn't going to bother him. Not out there.
Now, this fellow you was talking about, over that Rafer, that fellow, Boss Kite.
Boss Kite, yes, sir.
Now, Boss Kite had a mule.
And horses, too.
Yeah.
I broke a horse for him.
That's right. I remember that.
Hmm?
Weren't you telling us about that?
Mm-hmm. That's right. And that horse jumped up middle on the fence, and I jumped off and jumped right back on him and he fell back, come back down. And I was the one who rid that mule. He said nobody never rid by there. Mm-hmm. And he said, boy, what you doing on that mule? Where you going? Nobody never been by here and rode that mule. That mule will kill you, boy. I had plowed him that day, and I rid him back to the house. You say nobody never been by there and rid that mule.
Yeah.
He sort of scared me when he told me that. I said, I done rid that mule and they tell you it'll kill you. That old mule made good friends. I'd ride him every evening. I wouldn't ride him in the morning, though, going out. I wouldn't bother him in the morning.
Oh, you wouldn't?
After I wake him that day, I'd ride him.
Oh, I see.
See, that's what he looks on right there. My uncle had a mule. I had been riding that mule and riding that mule. One morning, like coming up to the 4th of July, I mean, I then got on that mule. That mule told me how this house may look like. Up to that thing there.
They really do that.
He run up five of the pieces, he throw it on bricks and put a little hump in his back. And you and I go up in there. And was headed down on my head and I threw that arm out there and he just carried it right on back there and popped it. They had to get me to the hospital, man, and had that slump and splints and thing put on there to get that arm grow back. And that arm worried me now sometimes.
Oh,
I can drive a car down the road about 3 or 4 hours and have to go to Hoyt and send somebody sticking a knife in it right in there.
Still.
Yeah, they didn't never been shot right. But he got out of place one. That's a bad arm.
Well, now, that wasn't the mule that Boss Kite had.
No, sir. That was one my uncle had over there to sit. None of them couldn't ride him. I had been riding him, so that morning he showed me something.
Well, that mule Boss Kite had, he educated mule too.
Yeah, so I seen him hook that one of them old mules, turn his heels to him every time he go to put the bridle on him in the morning.
Yeah.
He'd, come on, you put your head in here. The mule would turn his back. Back of the ear to turn his back in no time.
Yeah.
He hooked that mule that morning with one of them big old plaited hoops.
Yeah.
Every time he cut him, I see little smoke look like a fly from it.
Yeah.
And he got through cutting that mule walk up there and put his head in the bridle like that.
Oh, did he?
Really. Boss Kite done that. I remember that good.
You seen that?
Seen it done.
That old padded whip.
Yes, sir. That's about a 6 flat.
With a new cracker on it.
That's right. Had one of them long pieces of leather on in there.
Oh, is that what it had?
Mm-hmm. Looked like smoke flew for it when it cut it.
We used to make them. We'd plait them crackers.
Yeah.
But leather just as good.
Yeah, that's right. My granddaddy used to make them and sell them. Old man Ben Galloway.
Yeah.
He loved it on his lake. After all, he'd do hardly fish. Make that syrup.
Make the syrup.
Mix syrup and raise that corn and have a little meal. We'd grind grits and meal.
Yeah.
Raise a little sweet potatoes and stuff and bank them. And kill him 2 or 3 hogs. Put them in the smoke out and make us get hickory wood and smoke it.
Yeah.
Go to no store.
No.
Oh.
You had that little meal.
That's right.
But...
Yes, sir. I had one lacking, but somehow really got away from my place.
I'm going to give you some ice cream,
John. No, I don't want to drink a water now. I've got a plenty. Thank you.
Give him just a little bit.
No, don't give me no ice cream, man. They're not seeing it. Give me a little water. That's all I need. No, I need a little water.
This mule Boss Kite had, is he the one that knew when the whistle blew?
That's not the old mule, it was another old mule. That ain't the one that knows when the whistle blew, that was another one.
How was that, John?
And 5 o'clock come in the evening, he'd make a round and he'd get out on the end of me, he'd come out to come to the barn.
Yeah.
He'd make another round, if you didn't dig him out, he'd lay down in the plow. See, they had 2 mules pulling it.
Yeah.
He'd lay down. He'd get him up, he'd make another round, he'd get back there, he'd lay down again. That was the toughest mule I ever seen. When 5 o'clock comes, you ain't gonna wake him no more. You just have to kill him.
So you might as well just...
Knock off.
And he done that to you?
And all other fellas too. But was working. See, after I got promoted, I got on a tractor. I didn't plow no more mule.
But you didn't... That's not the one that...
No, not the one I read. No. And that ain't the one he whooped. They had a lot full of mules and horses.
Yeah.
They had some of the prettiest horses that you wanted to see.
Oh, did they?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
But all the mules were sort of stubborn.
That's right.
So you hadn't worked mules in a good while.
That'd been a long time, but I bet you I ain't forgot how to work one.
They're different.
Yeah, sure is. Yo, I don't eat. I don't wake a little bit. I didn't wake much today. But I don't eat. And I might run from home. I would see that place close 9 o'clock. Let me see. I might not make it down there now.
Oh, you got plenty of time. Now, what is that? We got a place right down here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he wanted to get something for tomorrow. They're going to be home to have the 4th out on. I'll be going.
You going to that?
No, I ain't. Yeah, I'm going all right. I want to wait the other field I got and then come right back down next week and wait that in there again.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, John, that, Ricky was talking about a Hoover tractor. Was that you telling him about a Hoover tractor?
That's all they used to have in them orange groves in the Hoover days.
Yeah.
They'd cut them old big trucks down in them old cars and make the Hoover tractor out of it. Cut it in two and cut that drive shaft and draw it up close and reel it back. Make a Hoover tractor. That was the fastest thing that ever been out in the groove.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fast. But you didn't have no brakes on, no wheel to turn around like on a tractor. You'd have to go around, way around, and come around in another middle. And just keep circling around until you get your wake done. They didn't have no turnaround like a tractor, like a Jono tractor.
Yeah. And that's poor.
Yeah, poor man. Poor one of them big dishes all day long. Yes, sir.
Oh, I never heard of that.
Yeah. And this man, was, I was telling you about his name, was Harry Bowler. H.L. Bowler. He had a Cadillac car. A photo Cadillac car, one of them big Cadillacs.
Yeah.
He cut that thing down and made a, put a truck body on it and hauled 80 boxes on it at the time. 80 seal boxes to the packing house. Hauled just as much as one of them trucks he bought from the factory. 80 boxes.
And
it's one of them old Cadillacs. You remember the old Cadillac you had to pump that air in it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the kind of rule. You had to pump it, had a little pump. You'd take this hand here and this pump until it. It'd get tight, and then it would crack up so easy.
Oh.
I don't know what kind of stuff that was. But it was a Cadillac.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he cut it in two?
Cut it in two and put a little body, a little flat body on it, and put ropes and things on the little front board, and he put 80 boxes on it, and then hold it in the packing outside the grove.
Oh,
80 boxes at the time. You'd haul them out the grove on a little tractor to it and load them on it. 80 boxes. Yeah,
I never heard of that.
Yeah.
I never did.
Well, they had they just had to do the best they could then. They,
as long as then, that's right.
They couldn't.
Nothing they could get.
They couldn't go there into the town and just put the money out for something.
That's right.
They didn't have it.
And they wasn't paying but 35 cents a day. I was working long in then. 35 cents a day.
30.
All day long for 35 cents. I mean grubbing, ditching, and anything.
Yeah.
35 cents. And the men would have been there for years working with them, they'd give them 50 cents a day.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm telling you what I know. I went through with that.
Now, what would you do with these old armadillos we got around here?
My wife said she want to try to cook some of them, but I don't know. My daughter used to cook them all the time and eat them. I tell you, I don't know whether I'll eat them or not, if I know it.
Oh, you...
I ate some, but I didn't know I ate it.
You don't mind a gopher?
No, I eat a gopher any time. And I want more spigot leg cooter.
Yeah.
Like being them pones.
But you don't care for armadillos?
Yeah, it was good I ate, but I don't know whether the other guy eat like that or not. I don't know.
Well, what I was thinking of is catching them.
Yeah.
Can't run him down.
He runs so fast that he grunts. You ever hear one going a hole?
How'd he go?
Like he grunting, he runs so fast.
How'd he
can,
run?
He can run some fast and be grunting whenever he runs.
Ain't no chance of catching him.
No, if you catch him in a hole, you can't pull him out. You can catch him by that tail, you can't pull him back out of there. I ain't never seen nothing could hold in a hole like that. I have caught him by that tail and pulled a lot of string myself near the day and couldn't pull him out.
You had a hold of him?
I had a hold of him, yeah. Had him by that tail. Can't pull him back out of there. When you get his head down, he ain't getting that little hole. You threw it in.
Huh.
Well, you wouldn't be able to dig him out.
Yeah, you could dig him out. If he didn't, see, if it's his hole, he ain't got it too deep. But if it's a gopher hole and he get in there, you won't get him. That's right.
Oh, is that it?
Yes, sir.
Well, I didn't know gophers went in holes.
Yeah. That's where you stay. In the ground, in a hole. A gopher. They call him a gopher. It's a sand turtle, but they call him a gopher.
Sand turtle.
Yeah, that's what it is. They call him a gopher, but that ain't a gopher. That's a sand turtle.
And he really goes down?
He really go down. I had a rod with reach from here to that tree on it. And jigging the hole in there, I ain't felt the bottom of it yet. A rod, I'd run in the hole and pull him out.
That's 40 foot out there.
I know it. I used to take a grapevine, put me a piece of iron on the end of it, and pass it with wire around that grapevine and run it down the hole and pull gophers with that. I used to pull gophers with that. That was the place where we learned how to pull them.
Yeah.
But now they get old bed spring, and that rod would go all the way around that bed. You clip, get it loose where it go together, and then straighten it out. Put your bend in the end of it and sharpen it. And when that catch that gopher, he got to turn around one way or the other. He going somewhere when you're running out in there and you rub against him. It'd be scraping him, see? And he'll turn where you can hook in there while that hook will grab him down there and it's crunk right in his shell and put him right on out of him.
Say that again, John.
I said, you see, if you make that hook, you get it to a bed frame.
Yeah.
That piece would go all the way around the edge of it, you know? Old bed spring would got that heavy piece of wire go all the way around the edge of it.
Yeah.
Come back here. Where you loose it right where it come together.
Yeah.
You take that rod then and you put a bend in it like that.
Oh.
On the end.
Oh.
And the other end you put your stick on the other end of it and fix it where it won't come off. You put your hole in your stick, run it through the bend it and run it through that stick, bend it back to the stick and then tack it. And it ain't gonna slip off. Then you run it down that gopher hole and you get there and you get that gopher.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
You got just one little hook in it.
That's all. That's all you need. See that go in the shell? Like he be down and that go up on the shell like that. Then you pull him on out.
Oh.
But if his head turn up this way, you got trouble on your hand. If his head turn up like it coming out, you got trouble on your hand. You can't hardly hook it.
Oh.
But you keep rubbing that on him, he'll turn around. Down in his hole, see?
Well, he can do that.
Yeah, keep jugging it and rubbing it down there on him and you'll turn around and then that'll while you feel that thing catch a hold to it.
Yeah.
All you gotta do then is pull.
Well, let me tell you, let's try that out sometime.
Yeah. I used to get many of them like that. Them boil them out. Anytime they want something, they go get them.
Now, what are we talking about? Gophers?
Gophers.
I mean, I ain't bothered with gophers.
No.
It's armadillos is what I'm bothered with.
How deep that pond up there?
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Yeah, how deep that pond out there? You don't know? Your pond.
Well, it doesn't know how much water's in it.
I don't know.
It ain't deep unless it's...
It went dry at time?
It never goes dry. It's always got a few little water holes in it.
There's some big alligator cooters in there then.
Oh.
I used to go in all them ponds and get them out. Them big alligator cooters. You know
yeah,
them?
Big ones.
That's right. There's some in there. They see they love where it mud at.
Yeah.
You get right down in that mud and sink yourself down in that suck yourself down in that mud and stay right there.
Yeah, that's right.
Mhm.
No water there, just mud.
That's right. You don't care if it ain't nothing but mud. You stay right there.
Well, now you get off on them cooters. What bothers me is these
armadillos. Yeah. Well, you see them in the mornings or in the evening?
I don't see him at all.
Oh, sure.
I just see
you got to study the time and then go out there when he be walking. Now, soon in the morning, I believe he walk, and late in the evening.
I seen him in the morning.
Yeah, most of the time they walk in the morning. Soon in the morning.
Uh-huh.
He'd be out feeding then. Yes, sir. That's the most time he travels, real early in the morning.
Yeah.
Sometime in the evening they come out, you know.
You mean after it's light, or?
Yeah. After daylight, he'd be out there in the night too. He'd come out about 12 or 1 o'clock in the night and stay out till day, up in the day morning, and then he'd go back to his place where he'd sleep.
That's what I figured. He'd be out about
night.
That's
right.
But how late he'd stay out, I didn't know.
He'd stay out till it's good daylight where he can see good, and then he'd make it for his little hole or den of his neighbor's thing.
Do they go pretty fast?
Oh, they can move.
They don't look like they can.
Yeah, he can move, though. I had to walk up to one and he didn't see me. And I got right there and made a dump my foot in great goodness. Through the pale meadows and bushes he go.
Yeah.
So he ain't just tearing up them pale meadows going through there.
You couldn't keep up with it?
No.
Well, they, lot of these animals, see, have trouble, but they, the armadillos, don't have trouble. They just, there's plenty of them.
Yeah.
Plenty of them.
That's right. And you can have, you can get them out. That's right.
Well, and nothing can bother them.
No, you can't eat that thing either. His shell too hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's sort of like a snail. He got a box scooter. He carries house long. He shit up all the time.
Yeah. Armadillo?
Yes. That old shell, you can't hardly knock a hole through that shell. They made them, J-Pans will take them and make baskets, sit on the table to put pins and things.
What do you do? You shoot them?
Yeah, some of them shoot them, but I ain't never shot them. I can catch them with my hand. You ain't got to do nothing. You can pick them right up, and if you ever get up to them, you can grab them.
You mean armadillo?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how can you get up to them?
That boy of mine caught three dogs in the grove one day and had them in my car trunk. I made him turn them loose. I need to crawl this grove. They done sold them groves now, though. Wartman.
Oh,
yeah. Wartman sold all of his groves to the man who run the Ford place.
Yeah.
One man run the Ford place, and the other named Clement, and the other named Williams.
Yeah.
Clement and Williams and the man who run the Ford place. They bought all of Wartman estate, brought all their groves.
Yeah.
And all of Crosby's but one. So it's another company that got them groves now with them. Mm-hmm.
John, what was you telling us about Tom Gleason over there?
Oh, about the fish?
Yeah.
He'd give a big party and invite all the game warden to come.
Yeah.
To the party that night. When he get all the game warden there, he'd send the fellas out with them nets to get fish out the lake.
Yeah.
They'd go out there with them nets and get all that fish that night. While they got them all there eating and they're thinking, they ain't thinking nothing. The next morning, them boys come in with a load of fish.
Yeah.
Have them boats loaded with fish. And the game wasn't going back home then. They didn't come out with all that fish. That kept them from catching them.
Yeah. Well, now, did you know him pretty good?
I worked for him for about 4 years. 4 years I worked for him.
Done what?
He got a little orange grove over there, and I'd work around in his pastures, put up fence, do all the work of that, chop logs and things out there and pile them up.
Yeah.
Had a chainsaw and everything, and I'd just cut them up and pile them, take the tractor and pull them together and bind them.
Oh, just clean it up.
Place, yeah. I stayed right there and worked with him about 4 years.
Well. Was the wages pretty good then?
He paid me better than them people did. And I wait for him. He saw the jug of water down. I'll tell you what's killing me. He saw the jug of water right here and he saw the jug of tree killer right here. He got thirsty. And he went and picked up the wrong jug and drunk out of it.
Yeah.
They rushed him to the medical center. Didn't do no good.
That's just two. That stuff killed a tree.
Yeah, he had a jug of tree killer and a jug of water.
Oh, that was clear.
That's right. And he drunk out the wrong jug. He was thirsty and he run there and hot out there in the past awaken.
Yeah.
And he drunk a big, two or three big swallows of that.
You wasn't there.
No, I wasn't there then. I had gone to wake somewhere else.
That later than that.
And I went on back over there 2 or 3 days after that to wake. I ain't know where he had drunk it. He might say he drunk some tree killer and they came into the hospital and he died. Yeah, sure. Couldn't get it out of him.
Yeah.
That tree killer, man, it don't pay the food, that stuff.
Yeah. Well, he done pretty good over there, didn't he?
Oh, he made money. He made money, man.
How'd he make money?
Them big trucks would come in there and load up with all that fish, man.
Yeah.
Them big old Frigidaire trucks. You know, with them big shit up and had that Frigidaire up there.
Yeah.
He'd load that with fish.
That's freshwater fish.
That's right.
That's before the game laws come in.
No, the game laws was in there. He'd ship them out from there. Catfish and them, too.
Oh.
He'd come toward Georgia somewhere back up that way. He had a place in Georgia he'd send them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, Georgia was his home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, is that chiefly what he done, just fish?
He had Philip fish with him. Yeah. He didn't never go fishing.
Oh, he didn't?
No, the Philip was still on his place, and the Philip didn't stay on it. They'd catch all them fish and came to him, the catfish and all.
Oh, yeah.
They'd sell to him all the week, and then on a Saturday or Friday, they'd go down there and draw their money. See, they'd keep a check of how many pounds they'd have, you know? And then the weekend, then they'd get their money, the same as they was working.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So much a pound.
Mm-hmm. And some of them fellas was pretty good, I guess.
Yeah, goodness, some of them was rough. Come in with boatloads of fish. I seen a boat so loaded with brims, till I tell you the natural truth, there ain't nothing could have stayed in it. I don't see how the man could stay in there with all them fish. Just them great big old brim. Man, they're stacked.
Big ones?
Yeah, goodness.
We don't have big ones like that now.
No, this one was in Loch Lucy Lake, though, now.
Yeah.
You know, but Loch Lucy and Orange Lake, the giant.
Yes.
Right up here. You know, Cross Creek.
Yeah.
And both of them lakes, one go right under the road and go right on into the other.
Oh, he would fish both lakes.
Yeah, both lakes. He had men fishing both lakes. Then he had some would go out in trucks and cars and go to other lakes and little ponds and catch fish. Mm-hmm.
Well, he was a big business.
He'd
man,
bomb right? all the fun of them. Everyone would bring him, he'd bomb.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What, who owned that place where he lives?
His wife did.
I mean, before he bought it.
I don't know. He was there before I was growing. He was staying there before I was even growing. I was a boy at home, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's one of them old places over there. I know where it is.
Yeah, that's right.
And then there's one right across there.
That's right. It's the Williams. Williams.
Yeah.
Hugh Williams.
And his wife, what was her name?
I forget her name, but I know it good.
Did you know her daddy?
No. I sure didn't know.
He before your time, too?
Must have was, but I didn't know him. I never did know him. But I know them Williams and them. But my cousin used to work that grove for him.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I used to sell cows with him.
Yeah.
Him and me had a little auction one time.
Sure.
But we didn't get rich on it.
Sure, right.
Old, Tom, listen, was he still fishing when he done that?
Yeah, and had his pastor and everything, had cows. He told me he don't live. The insurance man come to try to get his wife to put him in the insurance, and she joined insurance. He told me, he said, John, don't you never buy insurance. I'll tell you what you do. Get you a little piece of land and put you some wire on it, and every time you think about the insurance, you get your two or three cows and drop over in there, say your insurance growing. So that's all you had to do is sell your cow or two when they get ready to bury, and they can bury you off of that. That's what he told me. He said, no insurance man won't ride his money from his house. He got me.
There's something in that, ain't there?
And then he said, if you buy a little heifer cow and put over in there, say, he have a calf, your insurance increasing here all the time. That's what he tell me all the time.
Oh, that's what he tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now there's something to that, ain't
it? It sure is. Now, his wife had some cows at least, and his wife done made them cows. Them cows done created more and more. Man, they got some cows. She got some cows.
Oh.
She got some of them.
Oh, she still got them?
Yeah, got a big pasture full, man.
Who in the world? What in the world? What does she do with cows?
Well, she got a son or two there. They don't need no money. They're helping her every now and again. And then she got some old man another hard to go there and help her. Colored fella.
Good guy.
He went over there to, out there on the Island Grove. He comes from Island Grove back then.
Who is he?
Lewis Gordon and Nathaniel Manns.
Oh.
They goes out there and help her with them cows and things.
They help her with the grove?
Yeah. My son used to hold that grove, but he went to working for the city. He lost his graduation ring out there in that grove, Horn Orange Street. My son. So he went to the city in Ocala now.
How far you live from that grove?
6 and 3 is 9 miles.
That far?
Mm, 9 miles.
How far are you from Island Grove?
3 miles. 3 miles from Island Grove.
Some little ways down there.
I say about 4 miles way up on where I stay, because when you get to Citrus, 3 miles. Down in Citrus, down in the little town.
Yeah.
Then it's 3 miles all in Grove. And I got to come a mile before I get to Sister.
Oh,
so not the way I see.
That's right.
It's about 9 miles. But close to nine. Four and six and four. About 10 miles.
It's a pretty good road.
It sure is. Good road. The Greyhound bus travel that road. It's on O'Killer. Going to Gainesville. Mm-hmm. Come right along in, going to Gainesville.
Well, that don't help it any.
No, I used to catch that bus and go to Gainesville. Then I'd get ready to come back. Wouldn't then come back this way. I had to go all the way around that way and go to O'Killer.
Well, that'd take you next day.
Yeah. I got on one night up there in White Lake, 1 o'clock. See, I got to walk home, and man, that's the worst time I ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Trying to walk from White Lake to Citrus.
My goodness, child.
And it was about 12 or 1 o'clock in the night when it got there. Man, I was so tired. I said, I'll get there for a day, man. I'll give out and sleep and tired. But a fella come along and picked me up. Along the way, that man used to have that bait bed. And right there, he picked me up. I done give out and I got that for. But I made it home that night, and I ain't never tried to walk from over there no more.
I should think not. Orange Lake to Citra.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That colored lady the other night, I bet you she was happy, wasn't she? To the highlight. That thing you build, it only lit.
Yeah.
You know what you got, didn't you?
What you got?
$1,100.
Boy, that word.
The police and the road man had to carry her home. They carried her home and get all that money. And
yeah.
Told her to lock the house up and go in there and stay.
I wouldn't even have gone home, would you?
I'd have hid somewhere. $1,100.
What would you have done? What would have fallen
down? Oh, man, I ain't had that kind of money in so long. I don't know where I'd reach out of it.
Most of them lose it.
She'll ride right back, fooling with that thing.
Yeah.
That ain't nothing but Cupid, but they just got a new way to play. Anything but Cupid, they just got a new way to play. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Gambling right on. Just a new thing to keep on saying at Bolita.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
John, what grocery are you going to? Over to Citra?
No, I won't get to there now. I'm going to O'Killa. That big store, but they done closed. They'll be closed while I get there.
O'Killa?
Yeah, they'll be closed while I get there now. They don't need me going.
John, that Marin Market is open.
No, he ain't want nothing from there. See, she wanted to go to O'Killa and get all kind of meats and things to barbecue up for tomorrow. Her sister's supposed to come from Chicago. She called and told her she was even in a garden. Her brother and her sister. I won't hardly be there till tomorrow evening, but they'll not be there. So if they ain't got nothing for me, it's a shame on them. They'll have to eat tomatoes.
John, that she'll be mad at you.
Yeah, I reckon she will.
She was going to O'Killa.
That means she wanted to go to O'Killa.
Oh, she wanted to go. You want to take her?
She's got to get the groceries to her. I reckon my daughter might be done carried her.
Yeah.
Because she been there this morning. And she had to go to work a little while, but I imagine she done back.
Well,
my other little young daughter went along with other daughter. I imagine they done carried her. If they ain't, she won't have nothing for tomorrow.
Well, she knows she can't depend on you.
She told me that. So you're going down to Mr. Miles' place, he won't get back till the night. And I go to that other man's place, she said, when I go there, she said, you won't get back till the night. One night I went there 9 o'clock. I wait till plum dark, I told her.
Yeah.
And went home 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
She said, I knew you couldn't wake me at night. I said, I'll wait till dark, and then I had to come home from way over here. So then I wasn't going to get in the airplane and come. And drive about 50 miles an hour. That's all I drive hardly ever. 50 miles an hour is about my limit.
Not enough for me.
Yeah, so 50 or 60. When I get up to 60, I'm getting worried. I'll get right back down to 50 or 55.
Yeah.
But that daughter of mine, she got one of them new dusters. Well, a new one. She bought a brand new one.
Oh, did she?
Why, John?
Yeah, she bought a brand new duster.
Ooh,
and
that's got her back something.
No, that old boy, she stayed with him. Man, that old boy got some money, and he's spending. Then the other day, telling me, that's a little car too light for her. I'm going to buy her a brand new Cadillac. That little old boy told me. He wake night and day. He wake on the city in the day, and he wake to that lime pit at night. Little boy from Orange Spring.
So he can buy a Cadillac.
He said he going to buy one, brand new. That's what he said. He bought her that brand new.
A duster.
A duster. That's right.
It'll go.
Man, she run down. I was in there one day. She carried us up the stalks and back. We had some friends I was seeing. I told him to drive them old cars too fast. Them things have a blowout or something. I told you'd be dead before it hit the tree.
Yes.
Don't drive like that. But he ain't telling them, the man, they go where they going and come back while I'm trying to get halfway there.
Yeah.
They drive them things. And that old boy of mine, the man caught him yesterday morning. On the way to work. Got him for speeding. $26.
That's not the one that was on probation.
No, no. Just the one that worked the certified grocer.
Yeah.
He's on his way to work and run late and rushing to get there. And the man stopped him and said, where you going, boy? He said, I'm going to work. Who you work for? Certified. He said, yeah, but you got to pay this $26 and got to meet Coat. Well, he got to meet Coat. I don't know what day. One day next week, I believe it is. But they don't need to meet no coat. Pay them people them $26. Because when they meet, you know you're running over speeding.
Yeah.
He probably was going to go kill it or something, and was running faster than that sign say, you know.
Yeah.
They'll get you for that, no.
Oh, boy.
I see him, and I used to carry him to work. I used to see him sitting in clumps.
Yeah.
4 or 5 over there, and go up a little further. There's 4 or 5 sitting there.
Yeah.
Waiting on you to come along there.
Yeah.
I always pay attention to them signs. Now, when I get them... McIntyre, I see to 40 miles an hour,
yeah.
I come right down to 40.
Yeah.
I get on up the road, I see to get up to 60, I get up to 55 or 50, going about my business.
Yeah.
I go to a place where it's 15 miles an hour, I come right down to that. I don't never have no trouble out them fellas, because I might do what they say.
You watch them signs.
That's right.
I don't believe it pays you just to run through them signs.
It don't. The man besides looking at you.
Yeah.
I got to go to driving test this month.
You have?
I got to take the driving test.
Can you see good?
Oh, I can see. Yeah.
Well, you got to take the driving test for?
Yeah, every 3 years you got to take it. This is my third year.
Oh.
It's your birthday.
That's right.
Birthday month.
That's right. I had to get it for the last day.
Yeah.
They done sent me a big letter.
Oh, they did?
From Tallahassee. Mm-hmm.
Telling you had
to I've been driving ever since I was 12 years old and never had an accident.
Is that right?
Driving semis and trucks and things, all the Columbia, South Carolina, and everywhere.
When did you do to drive all them semis?
I was hauling watermelons then. I was going to be a bit of man in the watermelon business. I used to haul watermelons up there. Columbia, South Carolina, that big market.
Well, what in the world haven't you done, John?
Haul pokewood and everything. I've done all kind of work. I reckon that reason I ain't no good. I've done too much. And the first Social Security card I got is from Lake Placid, working on the railroad in 1937. Working on the railroad, 1937. That's where I got my security card.
Yeah.
And I ain't forgot that number yet. 718-09-5331.
Yeah. 917-305 is mine.
Yes, sir. All right, y'all. I'm going to go, I guess.
Well.
Tomorrow, I'm going to have to come back one day next week, I reckon, and throw that dirt back to them peanuts and pull some of them coffee beads, and then the peanuts, you get your vine directly.
Yeah.
What about you going to get Bill Whale and Ricky can help you a little?
Yeah, if I find out what days he's going to be on one of them days, I'm going to just get off from doing anything else and come while he's here.
Well, I think he'd pay you.
Yeah, sure right.
Yeah.
Because if he knows when you're coming.
Yeah. Because we like to wake her today, didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, I did pretty good.
Yeah. You helped them both, and I was trying to turn them and put liquid wrench on them and everything. They didn't want to come off.
Oh, that they've been there a long time.
Yeah. Where you slip the plows on there, that was wedged up with that clay-looking stuff out across the field or somewhere.
Oh, really?
I reckon that's where we went out there the other day, planting.
Yeah.
And goddamn thing stopped up, man, you could not beat that stuff out of there, could you?
Yeah, it was just hard.
No, you can make a road out of that.
Sure, right. All right, I'll find out what day he'll be here. He'll let me know when.
All right.
And where did this watermelon come from?
This child went over around 1,000, I'm guessing, and the end of the visit was John Turner after he got through plowing, cultivating the peanuts this Tuesday at supper, the 3rd of July, 73. Channel 1 over, and around 1,000, and the end of the visit with John Turner at supper after he got the 3rd of July, 73, after he got through cultivating the peanuts by himself.